The word of God given us today is Acts chapter 17, verse 1 to 9. When they had passed through Amphipoli and Apollonia, they came to Thessalonica, where there was a Jewish synagogue. As his custom was, Paul went into the synagogue, and on three sabbatical days he reasoned with them from the scriptures, explaining and proving that the Christ had to suffer and rise from the dead. "This Jesus I am proclaiming to you is the Christ," he said. Some of the Jews were persuaded and joined Paul and Silas, as did a large number of God-fearing Greeks and not a few prominent women. But the Jews were jealous, so they rounded up some bad characters from the marketplace, formed a mob, and started a riot in the city. They rushed to Jason's house in search of Paul and Silas in order to bring them out to the crowd. But when they did not find them, they dragged Jason and some of the brothers before the city officials, shouting, "These men who have caused trouble all over the world have now come here." And Jason had welcomed them into his house. They are all defying Caesar's decrees, saying that there is another king, one called Jesus. When they heard this, the crowd and the city officials were thrown into turmoil. Then they made Jason and the others post bond and let them go. Amen. The First Corinthians chapter 13 is known as a chapter of love. It defines love with both affirmative and negative statements, such as love is and love is not. Today, I would like to focus on love is not, negative sentences. As I told you, when we looked at Acts chapter 13, verse 44 and 55, first, love does not envy. To envy is the starting point and always the cause of love breaking. It triggers twisted sense of rivalry. As a result, you may feel either a sense of superiority or inferiority, which is tragic. Corinthian church members, who were the recipients of Corinthians, must have felt that way. They forgot that their talents were from God with His grace. They envied each other, profiling their talents as if they got them for the wage of their work. They showed a servile attitude to those who seemed to be more talented or became snobbish in reverse case. Not surprisingly, love can't be there. A sense of rivalry itself is not always bad. Fair competition functions affirmatively in developing your potential. The problem is wrong sense of competition, which leads you to groundless inferiority or superiority. Envy is certainly followed. You may compete each other fiercely, but you should accept the result and acknowledge your counterparts. That is love indeed of faith. Second, love does not boast. A Greek word, peruomai, which means boasting, came from perperos, which means bragging. Boasting is bragging. When you boast, you expect others to recognize and praise you. So you boast about what you do to show off your superiority or to conceal your inferiority. As long as you boast and brag about what you have and what you do, it is impossible for you to love since you use others to make yourself stand out. What is important is that if you envy others, you must boast and brag as well. Third, love is not proud. Physio is a Greek word which means being proud. It means exaggerating. We talked about that boasting is bragging. If you continue to brag, you ended up being exaggerating yourself. If you are proud, you regard yourself as someone who should be much more appreciated than what you are. With that exaggerated illusion, you can't love anybody.
사람을 사랑한다고 하는 것은 상대방에게 나를 맞추어져
If you love someone, 가는 것인데 you do as he or she wants. But if you are proud, you want him or her to do something for you. In that state, you are unable to love. Fourth, love is not rude. Being rude is askemonio in Greek. It means you don't admit that others be respected or appreciated. You don't treat them fairly. It is because of your arrogance that you are better than any others. For example, you don't praise others who deserve to be praised. You think that they achieved things thanks to your help, and you think that they made higher positions because of your support. It is your illusion. Therefore, love is acknowledging those who worked hard and appreciating those who do something to be appreciated with respect and honor. Fifth, love is not self-seeking. It is not self-seeking through competition. A Greek word, ta he autis, means one's own things. Love is not seeking your own things or your own feelings only. You think about yourself without thinking about love. Your feeling and mood is more important than anything. A Greek word, zeteo, means to seek something eagerly. Without love, you seek things only for yourself. You don't care about anyone but you. You will be okay if you are satisfied. You become a self-centered and self-righteous person. Love is totally opposite. Sixth, love is not easily angered. Anger here is not the anger we know in everyday life situations. It is paroxino in Greek. It is paroximal, fitful anger. Paroxysm is originated from paroximo. Therefore, those who are obsessed with their own things are angered fitfully when they feel they lost what they have.
사랑에는 그런 내성이 없습니다.
Love is not like this.
Paroxeno
originally means to sharpen something. So if you are fitfully angered, your anger would stab others and yourself as well.
흉기입니다. 서로 말다툼을 하다가 살인까지 저질러
When we encounter the news saying that a trivial quarrel led to a homicide, you think it is unbelievable.
생각하게 됩니다. 그러나 자기 것만 중요하게 생각하는 사람이
But it is possible
분노하면
if you become a deadly weapon with fitful anger.
발작적인 분노로 흉기가 되면 우리도 똑같이
Does it mean that as Christians, shouldn't you be angry about anything?
어떤 경우에도 화를 내면 안 되는가? 그렇지는 않습니다.
Yes, you should.
정직한 분노도 있고 의로운
You can be angry rightfully.
우리가 살아가면서
and righteously.
화를 내어야 할 여러 경우가 있을 수 있습니다.
You may often get angry in your life.
성경은 우리에게 이렇게 권면합니다.
The Bible gives a message related this as in the Ephesians.
분을 내어도
In your anger do not sin.
해가 지도록
Do not let the sun go down while you are still angry and do not give the devil a foothold.
우리가 살아가면서 화를
The Bible says that anybody can be angry.
단지 화를 내더라도 죄를 짓지
But it recommends do not sin.
너 자신을 날카로운 흉기로 전락시키지 말라는 것입니다. 또
No matter how you're angry,
해가 지기까지
don't make yourself a deadly weapon.
권면합니다. 내가 낮에
And it also says Don't be angry even after sunset. If you're angry all day from the morning and until you go to bed, it means you never thought about God all day.
주님을 바라보면서 주님의 말씀으로 내 마음을 추스른
If you look at yourself and reflect yourself on the word of God, you shouldn't be angry even in the bad.
마귀에게 틈을 주지 말라고 권면합니다.
It says, "Do not give the devil a foothold."
밤에 잠자리에 들 때까지 분노에 사로잡혀
If you are wrapped by anger until you go to bed,
마귀에게 틈을 준 사람.
It means you gave up your foothold to the devil.
분노에 사로잡혀 있노라. 사람과의 관계를 바르게 맺었을 리가 있을 수 없습니다.
No wonder that you cannot get along well. With others around you, if you are angry all day. Seventh, it thinks no evil. To think is logizomai in Greek, which means to calculate or to consider. Evil simply means to undermine common good.
모든 사람들의 행복과 이익을 추구해야 할 공동선을 누군가가 해치는
If someone considers evil, undermining the common good,
자기만 생각하는
and how,
선적인 인간이기
the reason might be simple. He or she
그리스도인들은
is self-righteous and takes care of nobody else.
행복과 이익을 추구하는 공동선을 쫓는 사람들이기에 악을 생각할 수가 없습니다.
Seeking the common good for the interest and happiness of all, love cannot think evil, which hurts the common good.
할 줄 알아야 합니다. 나로 인해서, 나의 언행으로 인해서 얼마나 많은 사람들이 행복해하고 또 어떤 유익을 누리고 있는가?
We should think how many people are happy for me.
Lastly,
love Lastly, love does not delight in evil.
불의를 행한다면 그 이유는 단순합니다.
The reason why someone rejoices everybody's unrighteousness is simple. He or she thinks the more unrighteousness they do, the more interest they would get.
같은 고통과 손해가 되돌아간다면 이 세상 그 누구도 불의를 저지르지 않을 것입니다.
Many in the world enjoy great advantages through the unrighteousness.
유익을 얻을 수 있지만
But in the end,
하나님께서는 마지막 날에
God must take into account everything at the last day.
사랑은 모두를 생각하는 힘이요.
Love is the power which considers every person.
사람에게만 유익하다고 해서
And the unrighteousness should not be subject to rejoicing, although it could be seen as beneficial.
부정문을 통한 사랑의 정의는 그 전개되는
To define love through negative sentences, the order takes a significant part. If being envious, one can easily love and exaggerate oneself. If being proud of oneself, it is easy for one to be arrogant, putting oneself higher than it should be.
돌려야 할 존경과 명예를
The arrogance could deny the respect and honor which should be paid to others.
집착하게 됩니다. 그런 사람은
Eventually, one is likely to become a self-righteous person, seeking everything only for himself. Such a person could end up being fitfully furious and hurt others when one's own is denied or damaged.
자기 것을 해친다고 생각되는 사람을 제거하기 위해서 악을 숙고하고 불의를 서슴지 않고서도 오히려 기뻐합니다.
That explains why they commit something to hurt the common good and still feel pleased when committing the unrighteousness for their own interest. As such, as long as it concerns love, all problems arise from relationships among people.
젤로스에서 파생되었습니다.
A verb, zelo, means being envious, was derived from a noun, zelos, which means zealot or passion. If someone is not a hard worker, he or she would never be envious. Some who has no passion on their work is not envious. Therefore, we need to be cautious when working hard.
그 열심이 도대체 어디로부터 비롯된 열심인지.
If you work hard on something, it is necessary to think about why and for whom. Is it for yourself or for God? Otherwise, there must be a problem.
후유증이 수반됩니다. 그래서 사도 바울은 고린도후서
This is why Paul confessed as follows.
고백했습니다. 내가 하나님의 열심
I am jealous for you with a godly jealousy.
내놓으니, 내가 너희를
I promised you to one husband to Christ so that I might present you as a pure virgin to him.
바울은 정결한 처녀 총각이 정혼하듯이
When Paul introduces that as pure and unmarried men and women are engaged each other, the Christians in Corinth made their best effort to be pure Christians before God. He confessed that, I am jealous for you with a godly jealousy.
자기에게 주어진 소명의 삶을 열심을 다해 수행하되
Paul worked hard for his given calling with godly jealousy, not with his own.
하나님과 열심으로 일했습니다.
He worked hard with a godly jealousy.
사랑이고 생명이십니다. 그래서
As God is love and life,
사랑의 열심이요 생명은
His jealousy is the one of life and love.
하면 더할수록 사람을 더욱 견고하게
That jealousy is what saves people and makes them strong. On the contrary, human jealousy is not. Humans are selfish beings, and the harder we work, the more jealous we feel.
그때의 시기는 방금 우리가 살펴본 것과 같은
And such jealousy unfolds in negative orders, as we have looked over.
사랑장이라 불리는 고린도전서 13장은 잘 아는 잘 아시는 바와 같이
As we are all aware,
우리 기록하지 않았습니까?
Corinthians chapter 13, a chapter of love, was recorded by Paul.
개념이 미움이 아니라 시기라는 사실을
Then how could Paul possibly know the opposite word of love as jealousy, not hatred?
방금 살펴본 것과 같은
And the jealousy develops in the order with negative content, as I told you.
정확하게 파악하고 있었겠습니까? 그것은 바울이 자신의 체험을 통해서 직접 터득한 결과였기
That was thanks to several experiences.
바울은 평소의 습관대로
Visiting Thessalonica, Paul went into the Jewish synagogue, as always he did, and spread the gospel of Jesus Christ on three Sabbath days. The core of the gospel preached by Paul was Jesus Christ, who had to die for our sins and who had to be raised again from the dead. To save humans eternally, who is the Messiah?
바울에게 바로 그 예수님을 믿는다고 하는 것은 지난 시간에
To believe in Jesus, as I mentioned last Sunday, meant for Paul that he would emulate Jesus, who had to die to save him, And he would willingly take any disadvantage and inconvenience for the will of Jesus Christ. Surprisingly, for Paul's preaching, some of the Jews were persuaded and joined Paul and Silas, as did a large number of God-fearing Greeks. And not a few prominent women. That was a public announcement that they would also be happy to take any worldly disadvantages or inconveniences to follow Jesus Christ, the way, truth, and life.
헬라 신화가 판을 치는 우상의 도시 데살로니카에서
It was almost a miracle that such a work of life has been done in Thessalonica, dominant of Greek myths, a city of idols. For at least those who know and believe in God, it was something to praise God and congratulate with Paul.
바울 앞에 전개된 상황은 정반대였습니다.
What happened to Paul, however, went exactly the opposite way. In verse 5, but the Jews were jealous, so they rounded up some bad characters from the marketplace, formed a mob, and started a riot in the city. They rushed to Jason's house in search of Paul and Silas in order to bring them out to the crowd. A mob of Jews were jealous of Paul rather than rejoicing with Paul, the God's work of salvation.
바울이 전한 설교 내용을 듣고 그 내용이 틀렸다.
It was not that they made a provocation on Paul's sermon and claimed that Paul was wrong.
설교 이후에 일어난 결과 때문에
they were simply jealous of Paul for the consequences made through Paul.
그것은 그 유대인들이 유대교 해당의 지도자 그룹에 속해 있는
that means that there were the Jews belonging to the leaders of the Jewish synagogue.
한 번도 일어나지 않았던 구원의 역사가 뜨내기
they couldn't take that the work which had not been done through their sermons was done through Paul who was no one better than a newcomer.
유대인들이 그 이후부터 자신들이 뜨내기 바울보다 더 우월함을 과시하기 위해서
How much did they exaggerate their ability to show their superiority over Paul, the newcomer? That they were jealous of Paul means that they were arrogant, putting themselves above Paul.
바울에게 마땅히 돌려야 할 존경과 명예를
It is no need to say that they did not pay due respect and honor to Paul.
바울로 인해서 자신들의 종교적 권위가 훼손되었다는
Rather, they became deadly weapons, obsessed with historic rage, with the thinking that their religious authority had been damaged for Paul.
소위 종교 지도자들이라면서 불량배들을 동원해서 때를 지어 소동을 피우면서 바울 일행이 머물고 있던 야손을
They made a noise
습격했습니다.
with bringing a mob.
7절입니다. 발견하지 못한
And made a raid on Jason's house. In verse 6 and 7, but when they did not find them, they dragged Jason and some other brothers before the city officials, shouting, These men who are caused trouble all over the world have now come here. And Jason has welcomed them into his house. They are all defying Caesar's decrees, saying that there is another king, one called Jesus.
마침 그 순간 바울 일행은 야손의 집에 없었습니다. 그래서 불량배와 함께 야손의 집을 습격한 유대인들은 주인 야손과
As Paul and his companions were absent at Jason's house, the Jews caught Jason and brothers of faith were there and dragged them in front of the leaders of the region. The brothers who just received the Thessalonian gospel were falsely accused that they caused trouble all over the world and accepted Paul and his companions who denied the Roman emperor. Based on verse 13, Paul and his companions went to Berea, and the Jews of today's text followed them to hurt them.
바울을 시기했을 때, 그들은 악을 자행할 뿐만
As such, Jews who were jealous of Paul did everything they could to remove Paul, thinking evil and doing unrighteous things. Such pathetic humans were not non-believers who didn't know God. There were Jews who probably knew the Lord better than any others. And they were even the leaders of such Jews.
주님의 증인인 사도 바울을 시기해서 사도 바울을 해치기 위하여 열심을 다해 악을 자행하고 불의를 저질렀습니다. 이것은 데살로니카에서만 처음 있었던
This wasn't the first thing which happened to Paul in Thessalonica.
이고니온에서도
In Pisidia and Antioch, Iconium, and in Lystra, Jews were jealous of Paul and did the same thing with their jealousy.
이와 같은 사실은 우리에게 대단히 중요한 사실을
All these teach us an important lesson.
우리가 아무리 주님을 믿는 그리스도인이라 할지라도 우리가 사람
However, we are Christians who believe in God.
우리 역시 우리도 모르게 주님과 전혀 무관한
Our jealousy
흉기로
could reduce us into being deadly weapons regardless of the Lord.
혹 사람을 지금 시기하고 계십니까?
For any reason, are you jealous of someone else?
우리의 언행이 정도의 차이만 있을 뿐
Then, although there might be some difference in words and behaviors,
아무 차이가 있을 수 없지 않겠습니까?
There isn't a fundamental difference with the Jews in today's scripture.
As if
today is the second Sunday of the Advent, where we celebrate the birth and wait for the coming of Jesus Christ.
거하실 수 있게끔 우리의 심령을
To best celebrate the birth of Jesus as believers, isn't it the best way to give our heart and spirit to God as a manger where He can dwell? But if we live as deadly weapons as the Jews did, how could our souls be grown as a manger for God?
바울을 시기함으로 인해 그들의 심령은 전혀 주님을 위한 외양간으로 일구어질 수 없었습니다. 시기하면 자기의
When we are jealous of someone,
자기를 부풀려서
we tend to show off our behaviors
자기 자리보다
and exaggerate ourselves,
두게 된다고 했습니다.
putting ourselves over others.
다른 사람을 인정하려 하지 않기 때문입니다.
And that's because we are not willing to recognize others.
잘났음을 그의 능력과
We do not want to accept that others are better than us.
그의 업적이나
Others are more talented than us.
인정하기 싫은 것입니다.
And others have better performance than us.
시기와 불가분의 관계에 있는 까닭이 바로
That's arrogance, and the part where jealousy and arrogance are interlinked together.
사랑은 겸손과 동일.
Therefore, love, the opposite word of jealousy, is a synonym with humbleness. Love is to recognize others are better than me, more talented. And have better performance than me.
나보다 더 좋음을 겸허하게 인정해 주는 것입니다. 이것은 상대적인 열등감이나 박탈감을
This is not a sense of deprivation of inferiority.
참된 그리스도인만 행할 수 있는 진정한
This is what true Christians can do. A true act of love.
사람에게 마땅히 돌려야 할 존경과
and thereby sincerely paying a due respect and honor to others.
인간을 대신해서 반드시 죽으시고 인간을 살리시기 위해서 죽은 자
How can Jesus
who 다시
who had to die for us and rose again among the dead
그렇듯
To save us and came to us again. Take the heart and spirit of us having right relationships with others as an everlasting manger for Him. Let us fight against the evil and unrighteous till we bleed.
다른 사람이
But let us recognize others if it's not a matter of evil and unrighteousness.
그리스도인들이 되십시다. 어떤 경우에도 나 자신의
No matter what, let us not be foolish by being jealous of others for the narrow-mindedness or inferiority.
그때 우리의 심령은 성탄을
Then our hearts and spirit
충만한
can become the manger of the Lord, full of life and joy of the birth of Jesus Christ. In this sense, if jealousy is the starting point to break love, not being jealous is the first step of loving out ourselves to protect and heal ourselves. Let us pray. The period when we live here with this body is not forever. That's why we want us to live doing our utmost so that we would not regret anything when we die. Let us not be jealous of anyone at any time through letting us live with godly jealous, not our own. If our words and deeds for someone else were like the deadly weapons as the Jews of today's text, forgive us as we repent our arrogance, foolishness, and evilness. Allow us not to forget that if to be jealous is the starting point of breaking love, not being jealous is the first step to heal and protect ourselves. Help us be of true life who in God recognize the superiority of someone and allow our hearts and spirit to become the manger full of joy with the birth of Jesus, so that we can testify to the world that love does not envy, it does not boast, it is not proud, it is not rude, it is not self-seeking, it is not easily angered, it keeps no record of wrongs. Love does not delight in evil. We pray in the name of Jesus. Amen.